The last speaker was the white lady in the blue dress, who asked them to challenge any discriminatory laws or measures in every possible manner. Why should she speak like that, thought Carly? She could go to the best bioscopes and swim at the best beaches. Why, she was even more beautiful than Annette G. Ladigan. They had warned him in Beachesvlei about coming to the city. He had seen the Scullys in District 6 and knew what to expect there. Hanover Street held no terrors for him, but no one had told him about this. This was new. This set one's mind thinking, yet he felt it was true. She said one should challenge. He would challenge. He, Carly, would astound old Ladigan and Bailey at the dairy farm. They could do what they liked to him after that. He would smile like those people in the newspaper. The meeting was almost over when Carly threaded his way through the crowd. The words of the speakers were still milling through his head. It could never happen in Beachesvlei, he thought. Or could it? The sudden screech of a car pulling to a hurried stop whirled him back to his senses. A white head was angrily thrust through the window. "Look where you're going, you black bastard!" Carly stared dazedly at him. Surely this white man had never heard what the speakers had said. He could never have seen the white woman offering Ngzeli a cigarette. Carly could never imagine the white lady shouting those words at him. It would be best to catch a train and think these things over.